I learned the last time. I'm just gonna ask you.
Don't know.
Okay, we're gonna call this meeting to order. It is 7 o'clock on the dot.
We have a note too, just quick. Ardwin is our new commission member, and he just put a note that he's addressing issues with his mic, so he should be able to chat as soon as he
How
gets that all set.
do you see that,
I have a pop-up
Ardwin?
on our side.
Oh,
So.
oh, there it is. Okay. My first order is on our agenda is public comment. Do we have any public comment?
I did not have anything submitted to me.
Okay. We will move to approval of minutes, which Taryn attached in the email. Was everybody able to read those? Do we need a few minutes?
Hold on, I didn't see. Oh, let's see. Hold on. I think I read them. I just want to refresh. Okay, I'm good.
Good.
Good. Okay. I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
My second.
All in favor?
Hi.
Arvin, you want to give a thumbs up?
So we can,
Introduction. You're going to introduce Arvin, unless
well,
he
we can.
can't talk.
Yeah, why don't we skip ahead for that and we can come back once he has a chance to try to fix his mic.
Okay, perfect. Do you want to take us through the 2026 meeting schedule?
Sure. So I attached the meeting schedule to the email as well. I just did the same third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. So the dates are there. We skip the two holidays in January and February that we usually come up against. But if they look good to everyone, then we can keep going with what we typically do.
Cool. Do we have to approve the minutes? I mean the schedule. Do we approve it? Okay. Make a motion to approve our meeting schedule.
Yep.
Good.
He
Dog's good too. All right. Very good. Well, let's move. Arvin, are you get your mic working?
I did. Hi, can I be heard?
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Well.
Right, so we can jump back then up to introduction of our new commission member. Ardwin, it's Mejia.
That's right.
So Ardwin is here. He's joining our commission now. So welcome. We're happy to have you. And if you can tell us a
Thank
little
you.
bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Again, my name's Ardwin. I've been in town for about 4 years now. I have three kids who I'm sure you're going to see zoom past me occasionally. And our family has been using the parks and the rec programs our entire time here. And so I'm super excited to be in the committee, learning more about what you guys do. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. So I'll do. My name is Taryn. I'm the director of Parks and Recreation. We can have our other. We have a couple members who are not here tonight. John Patini, Eric Tucker, and then Capri Kurtz. So they, there's a chance they'll pop in, but if not, you'll meet them at other meetings. But maybe our other commission members can introduce themselves to you as well.
All right, thank you.
I'm Corey. I've lived in town about 15 years, and I think I've been, well, maybe on the board 2 years, 3 years, something like that. 2 years?
Yeah.
Longer, I think.
Three, yeah, at
Yeah.
least
Three?
three. Yeah.
God, time flies. Okay. I have 3 kids. Two are in college, so they don't utilize Parks and Recs anymore. And I have one sophomore in high school at Canton High who probably is too cool to utilize Parks and Rec, but maybe we'll see if we can get him to some stuff.
They were too cool a long time ago.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
I'm Todd. Welcome. I've been on the board, I don't know, I think 20 years almost now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's you'll find out quick what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do, which is a lot. I think you'll find everybody very amenable to work with and easygoing. So I hope you enjoy your time with us. We need the help.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, I'm Maggie. I've been in town for probably about 10 years and on the board maybe four or five. I have three kids. One's in college and the two girls are in high school in 10th and 11th grade. Cool. And they used to use the 10th town stuff, but not much anymore.
Now they're too cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome.
I was going to say, do we want to just confirm that 2026 meeting schedule? So, Ardwin, typically, I'm sure you heard, we typically do the third Monday of every month at 7 p.m., either in person or virtual. Previously, we were in Room B at the Community Center. Now, Room B is strictly a Board of Selectmen room. So, we'll be in a different room in the Community Center. I don't know what exactly yet. So as I put in that schedule going forward, we'll pick a room, but then there's always a chance too that we'll go virtual if, you know, quorum requires it, or tonight John was traveling. So trying to have that access for him, but.
Yes, thank you. I think we did approve the meeting schedule.
Okay.
Okay,
perfect.
We will move on to any open discussion or topics or anything anyone wants to talk about.
Yeah, on our side, it's still that, you know, kind of quieter time. Getting ready for rec basketball and ski and starting to plan programs like January through April, May. So working on that. That's about all I have for updates right now. But if anyone has questions or anything, or when you have questions on anything, please feel free to ask.
I do. I'm doing my best to quickly get up to speed. I've been reviewing the minutes. The town is about to go through its budget process. Is that right?
Yep. So we're starting. The departments are starting now. All of our stuff is due to the CAO by the end of this month. He'll start working through it. Typically, we would present everything to the Board of Selectmen in February. And I believe this year they're trying to have that done in January so that it builds more time in for the budget process going forward. So getting into that now.
My follow-up question, is there any big ticket items or anything that we're going to be suggesting?
We have been suggesting for
20 years.
I've been here now for 6 years. Every year we've said that we need a new pool shell, new tennis and pickleball courts, among other things. Those two are always top of our capital improvement requests list. So those will be on there again. That's it. I mean, basically it's the infrastructure that we have that it's past its usable life on both of those things. And we've been flagging that for quite a few years now. So we'll be doing that again. There was more conversation about all of it over the last year than there has been the years prior to that, which is a good thing. But nothing has been approved up to this point in time.
Well, thanks.
Sure.
I've got no other question.
Good question. Any other open issues? Topics? Nothing? Yeah. Easy. Easy breezy. Okay. Well, if we have nothing else to chat about, when's our next meeting? What's the date, Taryn?
The next meeting will be November. I don't know where my phone is. I'm losing it.
While you're looking, if I can ask one more question, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely.
With these items, pool shell and pickleball courts, I guess me on an individual level, and us as a committee, what are we doing or what can we do? Just so I can meet your guys' stride.
I can jump in first, Corey, if you want. So once I put everything in, I'll share that with the commission. There'll be open times throughout the budget process that they ask people to come in and give basically their requests, their thoughts, what they feel is important. So once we submit anything and it kind of starts to get into that public discussion where the Board of Selectmen has the budget, that's always a great time to do it. They do typically send out a request for any capital improvement projects, and you can email the town leadership on your thoughts on those. And they compile all those and put those in the budget process as well, so that as the Board of Selectmen is starting looking through that and then passing it to Board of Finance, that they have that list as well of what the townspeople are hoping to see come up for change or support. But any open Board of Selectmen or Board of Finance meeting, there's always the public comment with those, and there's always any time for support if someone is at those and wants to speak up for that. I think at this point, with the facilities that we have and the work that they need, any reminder or support is probably a good thing.
Thank you.
And then on this board, we traditionally vote for things being used from what's the fund called, Taryn?
The Special Revenue Fund.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that, we have Special Revenue Fund. Our department budget is split between the general fund for the town and then Special Revenue Fund. So anything that's program-based is in and out of that Special Revenue Fund. So any balance from program fees that comes in above and beyond lives in that and grows. And then we're able to apply it towards facility things, equipment updates. I mean, we did the mural at Mills Pond. We did roofs at the pavilions at Mills Pond. So it kind of a range. So I bring things to the commission, and then they determine if they feel it's a good use of that special revenue fund surplus money to put towards other things that would go back to community use.
A question. I missed the last part. Does the committee or you have final say on how the funds are used, or?
The commission votes on it. I bring everything to the commission. They have to vote with the majority of the quorum. And then we also then have to bring it to the Board of Selectmen for their final approval. So this is me bringing it to the commission is the first step. And then we bring that approval to the Board of Selectmen for their final approval of the use of the funds.
And sorry for all the questions and hogging the mic. how friendly, maybe it's kind of a bad question, but how friendly has the BOS been to any suggestions using this fund?
Typically with using the special revenue fund, they're generally supportive. I think the only time they hesitated on it and we were told to pause was when we wanted to buy kayaks for use with the new boat launch, because there was some fear that it would it could affect Collinsville Canoe and Kayak. But I think that was the only time that there has been, again, within my time that there's been any real question on it. So.
Yeah, because a lot of the improvements, like the pickleball and the pool shell and the improvements that need to be made, won't come out of that special fund. And so that's a different process that we don't really get a say in.
Yeah, it's bigger than us.
Correct. But we have been asking for it for a while.
Always asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all we can do.
But yeah, generally they are pretty amenable to the things that the commission approves spending those special revenue funds on. So
no more questions.
No more.
You're more than welcome.
That's
fine. So the next meeting date is November 17th. So again,
November 17th.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. So we're going to meet again November 17th. I'm going to make a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. See you guys on the 17th.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye.